Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, it is a Friday. It kind of feels like a Friday, but it doesn't feel like a Friday. Right? I mean, it's Black Friday. A lot of shopping going on. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Some people are working. Some people aren't. I'm working today. You're listening today. Thank you. Sal Capaccio here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. And, of course, every Buffalo Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. A very important Friday, though. Very important for a few reasons. I think first and foremost, because let's be honest, most of you are going to be listening for Sean McDermott's radio interview later today during this show to get the latest injury update on Bills players who could possibly not be playing on Sunday and whether or not he is going to rule anyone out. And we are specifically watching, I would say, left tackle Deion Dawkins. If he does not practice today, I would not be surprised if McDermott says not practicing today, he's ruled out, or he could say, wouldn't be surprised if he say he is going to practice today, he's progressing through the protocol, but he's got to practice today and tomorrow, I believe, for him to be able to play. We'll see where that goes. But not practicing for two straight days due to concussion, a concussion, is obviously concerning, both from a on-field standpoint and a health standpoint for Deion Dawkins. We are not expecting Spencer Brown to play with a shoulder injury. Folks, that's your left tackle and right tackle. Going against T.J. Watt and Herbig and Highsmith and the rest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll see where all that goes. Sean McDermott going to join us a little bit later than general, than usual, but you never know. I always say keep your head on a swivel. A lot of times it's about 11:15 or so. Today might be a little bit later than that, but I'd be definitely paying attention just in case. So we'll do that with Paul. I mean, sorry, with Sean McDermott. Efforting to see if Paul Hamilton can join me. We're going to see if he can jump on at some point here. I know he's covering practice and the Sabres today because the Sabres play the Devils tonight at home. So if we can do that, we will. But I also will have Patrick Hammer today at 10:30. So Pat's going to join me at the bottom of the at 10:40. Because what's going to happen is, let me rewind. Here's the reason why it's also important today. on a Buffalo Football Friday. Every year, right around this time, my buddy Len Jankowicz joins me. Len is a football, high school football coaching legend here in Buffalo. He was with the Lancaster Legends. He was with Lancaster High School, was Redskins before that. And he is a member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. And the reason why is because we want to help, and I want to help every year, any local high school football player or parent, whether that's tackle or flag, who wants to play at the next level, because there is the annual college football recruiting night coming to Highmark Stadium next week. So the annual college football recruiting night for Buffalo, Rochester, and players in Canada too, by the way, is going to be at Highmark Stadium next Tuesday. But Len Jankowicz is going to join me at 10:30 at the bottom of the hour here to give all of the info on that. So if you know of, if you are a local high school football player in any capacity, juniors and seniors this is really for, but you're going to want to pay attention to what's going on, even if you're a freshman or sophomore, to how all this works. We're going to do that at 10:30. So it's part of a Buffalo Football Friday, and it impacts everybody here in the community, who anybody who wants to go on and play college football. So there you go. So we'll do that with him at 10:30. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll get Pat Hammer on a little before 11. So a little bit of adjustment to the schedule with Pat Hammer today. Normally 11:30, but I'm keeping that block open for Sean McDermott, because the head coach of the Bills will join us a little bit later than normal. Okay, so that's how the show's going to work today. We'll also kind of take a look at what's happening this weekend in the NFL, because it's not just the Bills, obviously, who have a very important game as far as the standings. After what we saw yesterday, I mean, some of these games are just, every game is massive, like for a lot of these teams, but what we saw yesterday makes it even more so. What's happening in the AFC? Holy cow. Great football yesterday. Great football. And it really turned out well, I think, for the Bills and what you wanted to happen. Did you watch football a lot yesterday, Joe? Did you sit back and watch football?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had it on pretty much at all aspects. And like you said earlier today, you put it perfectly. The food coma didn't really settle in because the Chiefs and Cowboys game is actually pretty exciting, and you were kind of locked into it. So kept me out of the food coma headspace.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, generally, you get to that 4 o'clock game, and you're like, Packers-Cowboys or Bears-Cowboys, and this year it was Chiefs-Cowboys. I'm going to admit, I was wrong. I thought the Cowboys could play with them. I did. But every time I thought about them pulling the upset, I kept getting back to, nah, it's the Chiefs. They'll move the ball. They'll score. You might feel like here and there the Cowboys have a chance. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are going to win by probably a touchdown, 10 points, something like that, right? That's what I thought. And then they have the pick to start the game. And then they score. And you're like, yep, that's the way it's going. After that, I got to tell you, Dak was great yesterday. He was great. You know what I think about Dak sometimes? So I remember going to that, the combine that year. And Dak Prescott, he got drafted in 2016. Is it 16? Yeah, 2016. I think that's, I got to go back and look at the actual year he was drafted. Oh, yeah, that had to be it, because I really liked him. When I went to the combine that year, I came back and going, I like Prescott. Like, I really like the way he presents himself. And I always think about him in this regard, because that year, I do think the Bills were going to draft him, but the Cowboys used a supplemental pick on him, and the Bills drafted. Do you remember who the Bills drafted that year right after Dak got drafted? Do you remember that year, that draft?
It was 2016, you said?
Yes.
I know 17 was Tre'Davious White. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I remember.
Well, it wasn't like an early draft pick. Dak went, let me just see here. Dak went at the end of the second or end of the third. I have to make sure and get this right. And I want to tell you if you remember this. So I think the Bills were, they would have drafted Dak Prescott. But because he went, the Bills drafted Cardale Jones.
Oh, I remember Cardale Jones. I was a little excited about him when Tyrod was the quarterback. I remember seeing him in a preseason game, one of the Kids' Day games.
I'm going to look at here. Let's see where these were. Chris Jones, Deion Jones, Cyrus Jones, Cardale Jones with the, there you go. Dak Prescott went 135. Cardale Jones went 139. And I'm telling you, if the Cowboys didn't take Dak, I think the Bills would have. And who knows how things would have turned out by now. But the other thing I think about with Dak is, he's 32. You know, at this level, he's playing at a high level. And we talk about Josh Allen and the time frame and the window. Josh is 29. He'll be 30 in the offseason. And I think about, well, a guy like Dak is still playing at this level at 32. And of course, anything can happen, but I'm pretty confident that Josh will still be playing at a very, very high level for many more years, because Dak is, I mean, look at Matt Stafford. Look at how he's playing right now at his age. And I think that happens with quarterbacks now. They get older and they're playing at a higher level at an older age now. That's happening. But yesterday was really good football. Did you enjoy it? How about you there, Dan? Did you enjoy football yesterday? And did you enjoy what you were eating? I got two producers today.
Yeah,
I'm very 100%. Lucky today.
I mean, and I got Owen over there. The early game, Green Bay and the Lions were just a great
it's
starter.
A great game.
I thought.
Great starter. You're right. That's like the warm up to your meal, right? How was everything in the Parker household there, Owen? Are you guys have a lot? Do you enjoy football, eating, all that? Is Owen? I don't know if he can hear me. There you go. Owen's going to put on his headphones. I said, how was everything in the Parker household? I don't think I'll be able to talk to your dad today, I think, because we have Sabres tonight.
Yes.
So you can fill me in.
It was awesome. There was actually a moment with my grandfather. I was sitting with my dad, Bulldog, and his dad. And I don't know what sparked him off. We were watching the Chiefs game, and my papa broke into a full-blown skate in the crease in 99.
What? Come on.
I have no idea why. What? Something about Mahomes just like set him off. And there was a, you know, a Thanksgiving.
The officiating. It was the officiating of the games, right?
That might have been exactly what it was.
It's like, you know, sometimes in life there's something under the surface that, you know, all of a sudden something else triggers it and you've just been waiting to
put
it out there.
Right.
It sounds like that's
it's
the case.
Exactly. And this has apparently been in there for almost 30 years now. But it was, I get it. Like one of my favorite moments of my whole, like all of those days, like just, I got to see, where did my dad get this? Because I know
I got this from him.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Where does it come from him? And I finally, for the first time, got to kind of see, oh, there it is. There's the rant from the OG.
It was, right.
It was really good.
Just been holding it in, never really wanted to say anything. And then all of a sudden, it's just buried in there.
Right.
And it winds up coming out. That first game was a good tune-up, was a good warm-up. I thought the Lions would win, but certainly thought the Packers had an ability to do that. But man, the Packers, they made some great plays, great catches. What did you guys think of the touchdown? Christian Watson? I thought it was a good call. I thought his foot was down.
Yeah.
And I thought that he controlled it with the first foot down slightly, but he did. But people said, you're crazy. I'm tweeting about it. People are like, how can you look at that replay and say it's a touchdown? The ball was moving. The ball's allowed to move as long as he has control of it. I thought it was a good call. I thought it was a touchdown.
I thought he lost a little control at the hit where he did start to move his hands. And I did think that they were just going to say, okay, he didn't have possession of it until he got that second foot down. And then he finally, you know, when he brought it down, that second foot hit the out of bounds, no touchdown. But, you know, the refs do their job for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always reminds me, these debates about catches versus not catches always remind me of the goaltender interference or not goaltender interference in hockey.
Yeah.
Because you just, who knows, throw a dart at a board. I think this is a little more, the NFL side, like catching is a little more well-defined than the goaltender interference stuff. But I look at this and I think, similar to Dan, like he kind of jostles that thing around. But I think at the end of the day, just favor the points. If there's a touchdown score, don't take it back because it was that close. Like if it's there, it's there.
I thought it was a good call, but it was a very big call in the game, obviously.
Right.
But they made some big time throws and catches. The Packers did,
oh my goodness.
No doubt. Right, they made some big time throws and catches.
Yeah,
and they wind up beating the Lions. It has no impact on the Bills. It certainly has an impact on the NFC North. I mean, because of that game. Green Bay passes Detroit. The Lions are third place now in their division at 7-5. Packers at 8-3-1, but the Bears play today. If they lose, the Packers suddenly are in first place, going from third to first, essentially.
Right.
You know, over a 48-hour span. So we'll see what happens. There is a Black Friday game today. It is Bears at Eagles. All right, then you get to the game yesterday, the 4 o'clock game, and okay, I know we live in this space and this bubble about the Bills and Xavier Worthy and wide receivers and all these things that happen with the Chiefs. I mean, they just can't seem to throw the ball down the field, though, yeah. To be honest with you, right? Like, why can't the Chiefs throw the ball down the field? They're the team that's supposed to have all these weapons, Rashee right. Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce, whatever. And I know he's not a burner, but I mean, like, why can the Chiefs not throw the ball? Their throws downfield are either, it seems, incomplete or just non-existent.
That's why if I was a Chiefs fan, I would be even more concerned about the passing offense than I would be as a Bills fan at this point. Because I think as a Bills fan, there's an easy answer.
Right.
Allen's there. You know you've got him. You just don't have anybody down there to catch it.
Can I give you a stat?
Yeah.
Ready for this? The average pass length, just completions, if you take every quarterback's completions only, not attempts, the average depth of completion, Patrick Mahomes is 18th in the league at 5.28.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
that's not great.
No.
And now you're like, well, where's the Bills? Actually, Josh Allen is 16th at 5.71. He actually is higher.
Right.
His average length of completion is slightly higher than, is about a half yard more than Patrick Mahomes.
And I think if you polled Bills fans without seeing those results, they'd think that Allen was 30th. And so, like I said, like there's the easy answer for the Bills is just you got to get a guy. The Chiefs, they've got a coach that is an offensive guru, so you're not swapping that out. You've got Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. You're not getting much better than that. And you've got Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown. Like, you've got a cast out there that should be effective at this.
No doubt. And even more so, maybe, might have been how easily it felt like the Cowboys moved the ball against the Chiefs yesterday. Right. They had an answer for anything Steve Spagnuolo did, right? And, like, Steve Spagnuolo was still kind of in his bag, creative. He was sending guys from everywhere.
Right.
This is what I mean by Dak. Dak was incredible yesterday. Oh, he had an answer for everything.
He's been really impressive to watch because he's just dicing up defenses. I mean, he's got two guys with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb that are both probably top 10 guys in the league now.
Before I get, it's funny you say that. There was a bit interesting Twitter debate I had yesterday. Carl Jones, our buddy from Channel 4, said basically like, Pickens and Lamb are like, Pickens is top. He's one of the best. He's the best in the league or something like that. I would still take, if I had, let's say everything's equal. Quarterback's equal. Team is equal. Whoever the quarterback is. Good quarterback, right? Whether it's Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott, whoever. I'm still taking Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase before I take George Pickens. And that is not a knock on Pickens. He's great.
Yeah.
But I'm taking those two before Pickens and Lamb.
Yeah, that's...
right?
Pickens is awesome. But, I mean, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are a different animal. I think Jefferson has been dealing with not having somebody to throw him the ball really at all in J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And Ja'Marr Chase has been without Burrow for most of the year. I think both those guys have a comparable quarterback, then you're not even thinking.
Am I crazy? What would you do?
No, I think both those receivers make their offenses. That's why Justin Jefferson was so elite. I mean, with Kirk Cousins, you were able to run the ball. You were able to go to Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson because everybody was worried about Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Or you're worried about Ja'Marr Chase. That's why T. Higgins does so well. I mean, you saw last night, Ja'Marr didn't get a touchdown, but he got all those catches, and that allowed Eovas to become open, Noah Fant. Mike Gesicki. I mean, you're just talking guys who are no names who are getting the ball because they're all worried about that one big player.
Agreed. And I know he's not the same player, but that's why Dalton Kincaid is so important for the Bills. Like, at least he helps
dissipate.
He helps control the middle of the field, where then you have more available.
To that same point, you've got two guys in Lamb and Pickens. Lamb is still, I think, in defense's mind, the number one threat. So he's just opening up that space for Pickens, and Pickens is just a better version of whatever else everybody else's number two receiver is. So he's just benefiting from Lamb sucking over whatever safety or whatever mm-hmm. is over there, and he's just he can play with his food out there because he's just as good as Lamb.
And Jake Ferguson.
Oh, yeah, Ferguson. Like, yeah, and by the way, Javonte Williams helps their running game, and he's been a nice revelation for them, right? I will say this. I'm not comparing Rice to Pickens. I think Pickens is a better receiver, but they are both similar in this regard. They drop an easy catch once in a while.
Yeah.
And then they make the most spectacular catch, right? It's kind of crazy.
Really impressive.
And Rice did that yesterday. Didn't do Mahomes any favors in that. Okay, so after the game yesterday, the Chiefs, with the loss, fall to 6-6. The way the standings look right now, you have your four division leaders, New England, Denver, Indy, and Pittsburgh. That could change on Sunday if the Bills beat Pittsburgh. But because of the loss last night, which I'll get to in a second with the Ravens, they fall out of a playoff spot. Now you got the Chargers, the Jags, and the Bills, all 7-4, tied for the fifth seed with three teams. That loss by the Chiefs yesterday was massive for their playoff chances, but also really to help the Bills and the Jags and the Chargers because all three have beaten the Chiefs so far, which is incredible. Now, the Bills have lost to the Texans, and the Texans are actually the 8 seed right now on the outside looking in. If Buffalo loses this week and Houston wins, the Bills are going to be on the outside looking in, depending on Chargers and Jacksonville, but that can happen. But at least you push the Chiefs down a little bit. At least you push the Ravens down a little bit. It is pretty wild to see an AFC playoff picture 12 games in, with the Chiefs and the Ravens sitting in the 9 and 10 holes. But that's what it is right now. The Bills have a massive game against the Steelers this week because if they are to win, that gives them a little more cushion after beating the Chiefs and after beating the Ravens. Let's remember that. And after beating the Steelers. Because it doesn't matter who wins the North. If the Bills beat the Steelers, whichever team doesn't win the North, the Bills will have the head-to-head. That's why this game is so massive. And by the way, the Bills only have a 4-3 conference record. Right now, the Chargers are 6-2. The Jags are 4-2. The Bills are 4-3. The Bills need more conference wins if they're going to wind up in any sort of tiebreaker for a last spot. Seeding, I'm not too worried about right now. Not too worried about. Is there really a difference right now? In your mind, if the Bills had to go to New England or Denver or Indy or Pittsburgh in round one? Seriously. Maybe you might parse things and go, well, Denver's tough. I get it.
Right. But
they're not a world beater. They know what I mean? They play close. Yes, I know they have a good defense.
But they're not.
It is not like going to Kansas City.
No.
It is not like a matchup going to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I don't care about seeding right now. If you told me the Bills are guaranteed to make the playoffs and they don't have to go to Kansas City or Baltimore or even Cincy, I think I'm signing up for it.
Oh, if you ask me,
I think I'm signing up for it.
Ask that question to a Bills fan.
It doesn't matter. Even if they have to go on the road to start it looks like three straight games, I think I'm signing up for that. And the biggest reason too is, by the way, the reason with all this is happening last night, how about the Cincinnati Bengals? Now, this is a team that the Bengals are starting to look like we thought the Bengals would this year with Joe Burrow. But let's be honest, the Ravens gave them gift after gift after gift. Isaiah Likely fumbling out the end zone. Oof. A batted ball in the air turns into an interception. Another batted ball in the air turns into an interception. One in their own red zone, which they actually held, and then one in the other red zone for the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens just kept giving gifts to the Bengals. Credit the Bengals, they forced some of that. But at the same time, the Bengals looked pretty darn good last night. And now they get 10 days. They get Burrow another few days extra rest before they come to Buffalo. You want to talk about some big games coming up for the Bills? It's not just this week. It's next week as well.
Right. Bengals are 8-0 in their last 8 games with Burrow.
Do you think the NFL and Fox regret
flexing
it?
I bet they already do.
They might, but the game that they put in that spot is Bears-Packers.
Right.
And that's
really juicy,
pretty massive, right?
Yeah, but that's
Chicago market too,
right?
But I know
you've
Packers market.
Burrow and Allen head to head again, and Burrow's like coming off a win, they're hot, and this is to keep their playoff dream mm-hmm. alive. If the Bills are whatever is going on with the Bills, it'll be interesting.
I am glad though. By the way, I'm glad it's a 1 o'clock game.
Absolutely.
Switched it to a 1 o'clock game. This week is a 4:25 p.m. game. Pat Hammer's going to join us with a weather outlook at about 10:45 or so. Coming up at 10:30 in just a little while, we're going to get Len Jankowicz on, a local high school coaching football legend, member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, and a real big champion for helping youngsters and youth football players achieve, you know, their next goals in life, which include possibly playing college football. So if you are interested, if you are a high school football player, if you know a high school football player, you coach one, you are a parent or guardian of a high school football player, and I'm talking flag, I'm talking tackle, men, women, even Rochester, Buffalo, and Canada, you're going to want to know about what's happening on Tuesday night at Highmark Stadium, recruiting night coming. It's a college football recruiting night. It happens every year. We're going to talk about that. We'll get much more into the Bills a little bit later in the program because we will have Sean McDermott join us for his weekly radio interview and an injury update. Will the Bills be without both of their starting tackles? Left tackle Deion Dawkins with a concussion, hasn't practiced this week. Right tackle Spencer Brown, shoulder injury, hasn't practiced this week. What's going on with Joshua Palmer? Sean McDermott did not include him in his injury update to us on Wednesday morning, but suddenly he was limited during practice on Wednesday and then did not practice on Thursday, which is an indication that maybe something happened at practice with Joshua Palmer. How about Brandon Cooks? Does he have a chance to play on Sunday? A lot to get to with the Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott. We'll do that a little bit later. But first, up next, Len Jankowicz on the college football recruiting night here in Buffalo for Rochester football players, Buffalo football players, and even Canadian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Canadian football players who are interested, we'll talk with him after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
We understand where we're at. At the same time, we have full confidence in ourselves, but you know, ultimately it comes down to executing on game days. And you know, we've had some good, had some bad throughout the year. You know, I think there'd be a lot of teams that are wishing that they were 7-4 in a spot that we are. So also understanding that opportunity in front of us of, hey, like, let's go out, let's play as hard as we can, let's put our best foot forward, try to go get a victory on Sunday. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to of whoever plays best on Sunday.
That is Bills quarterback Josh Allen, of course. Trying to go 1-0 this week. Big game. Bills Steelers 4:25 p.m. on Sunday. We're going to have all the pregame and game coverage for you right here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network all day long. In the meantime, here on a Buffalo Football Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, we're going to go out to the Wester Hotline right now. My good buddy Len Jankowicz is going to join me. He is a member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, high school football coaching legend in the area and a big champion for local high school football players and youth sports all around and helping others achieve their dreams. And that includes College Football Recruiting Night coming up Tuesday night at Highmark Stadium. And he joins me now. What's going on, Coach? Thanks for doing this morning.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Sal. Good talking with you.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Now, we've talked about this pretty much last several years. I know this has really grown into something really cool. Tell us a little bit about kind of the genesis of the College Football Recruiting Night and, you know, kind of how it started and how it's gone since then.
Well, I think everybody kind of relies on the digital way to recruit nowadays. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody kind of guides themselves in terms of what to do with schools immediately because of the aspect of how phones operate nowadays in terms of coaches and players. But I think you and I have talked about this. I think nothing replaces the face-to-face recruiting mechanism of just that, what do you want to call it, the trust and the authentic relationship between a coach and a player. And a family, certainly, that can talk at the same time at a face-to-face event like this. So we've done this for over 20 years now, wow. Sal, and now this is the biggest one that we've ever done because now we're including not only Rochester and Buffalo and Canadian players, but also girls' flag players from our international neighbor, Ontario. They're going to be coming over for the event. Which means that we're going to have the explosion of girls' flag football involved with this recruiting night. And we're really excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And this will be the last ever event at this particular Highmark Stadium, of course. So that'll be cool. People might have a chance just to go and kind of see the stadium and be a part of that as well. So that's what also makes it a little bit special. Let's get the particulars on it, and then we'll kind of dig in a little bit more. Tell everybody about kind of where it is, when it is, and how they can make sure that they're a part of it if they're a football player themselves or a parent or a guardian of a football player or a coach.
Yeah, Sal, I'm so glad that I'm on the radio now because I just got a little change in terms of where the entrance of the recruiting that will take place because originally we've had it at the Pepsi Club, which was on maybe the northern side of the stadium. Now, because of an event change that got shifted around, it will be at the Toyota Club, which means that it's probably easier to get to. You enter through One's Builds. Build drive and enter up the highway there. The gate men will let you in. All you got to do is tell them you're there for the Western New York Amateur Football Alliance recruiting night. He'll guide you into lot number two and gate number two, and we'll have personnel there to guide people up into the Toyota Club, which is identical to the Pepsi Club, but it's on the, I guess you want to say, the south side of the stadium. The same kind of situation. It's at Highmark, but it's on the south side of the stadium.
But that'll be, I want to make sure it's Tuesday night, though. The Tuesday night. It's we didn't,
Same night. 6 to 8, but we just had the, the entrance change. Yep. And because of the construction, as you say, going on, a lot of times people get a little confused, but go right down One Bill Drive, and they'll essentially tell you what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm sure people will find it. I just want to make sure people know when this is and where they go. Is at Highmark Stadium is Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. So do you recommend people show up, any earlier just to make sure they're there at 6 o'clock? You know, how does all this go once you're inside?
Yeah, they're traveling some distances. We have people coming in from all over the east here, and I'll get into that in a minute in terms of the volume of colleges that are coming in representing D2 and D3 men's NCAA football, and also, and I told you about the explosion of girls flag. We have representatives from colleges from the east and probably some neighboring Pennsylvania and Ohio schools because of, I say, the rocket fuel for this explosion is really the 2028 LA Olympics. Hmm. Which, by the way, Sal, is including girls' flag football. How about that?
I love it.
It gives opportunities for girls now to say, look, I want to be part of the beginning of the growth of this sport. And we're just at the beginning, but I'm glad we're giving the girls an opportunity to be here, because they're going to join the boys for the, like I say, for the last couple of decades here in terms of having the boys with Division II and Division III, you know, college reps that have been coming to this event for a long time, also issued the same kind of proclamation to the girls. Hey, look, this is an opportunity to play where local schools are on here at an NCAA level. What a great opportunity.
No doubt about it. Len Jankowicz joining me here right now on the West Her Hotline, and it is the annual college football recruiting night on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, December 2nd, 6 to 8 p.m. at Highmark Stadium. It's inside the Toyota Club. All right, so when they get there, what about these colleges? What can people expect? Who can they talk to, and how does it go?
I always tell parents, certainly, because a lot of times we talked about the cell phone kind of domination of recruiting, that parents are not involved in a group call, usually between a college coach and a player or whatever, maybe a text message. But Sal, if I was a parent of an athlete, I would like to have a face-to-face contact with maybe not only the head coach, but an assistant coach, maybe set up a college visit, maybe talk about college costs, which are, as you know, rising by the year. And also, more importantly, how about a college fit? I mean, how does my son or daughter, we're talking about girls' flag, fit into your college academically, athletically? And here's the caveat that has changed everything, Sal, that every parent should listen about, and that's the roster change that happens because of the NIL situation with kids moving in and out of programs. It happens at Division III. It doesn't necessarily happen only at Division I. These rosters change yearly. So there's opportunities for, you know, the guys in programs from Division II and Division III to slip and slide all over the place. College coaches are losing their minds over some players that they had one year that they don't have another. So what does this do? Well, it offers opportunities for incoming high school kids to say, look, I can fill that void with my, you know, with my skill level, and certainly I'm, you know, my academic level can fit into this school. It offers a lot of quick change, and that has happened to a monumental degree now because of that name, image, license situation that has infiltrated college football.
No doubt about it, and I'm sure you've seen kids and parents who've gone to this event who really kind of had their eyes opened a little bit and maybe created some opportunities that they didn't know were there for them before.
Let me emphasize too, Sal, that this is a no-cost event.
That's right.
You don't pay a dime. I mean, there's nothing, there's no cost. You don't have to register. You just show up. We want to make this as simple as possible for people to gain some information about things. And here's the bottom line. What this will do is create a conversation between your son or daughter and you, which is what you want to have over, you know, the holiday season. You know, what are your plans attending a school, and how's the fit, and how are the recruiting issues involving the real life issues of changing from high school to college, which are huge in families' lives, you know, that begin maybe with the ride home after this visit. So, you know, is Notre Dame going to be here, Sal? No. I'm sorry. Is Syracuse going to be here? No, because they cannot be here because of that Division I line of recruiting. You know what, though? But the issues of recruiting are always there, and I think it opens up the door for a lot of people's lives, and we're glad to do it.
All right, before I let you go real quick, and then I'll give the details one more time. Obviously, you coached and were a part of Joe Andreessen. I know Eric Rupp maybe was his direct coach at the time. You were there as well. And now he's really a regular role for the Bills, even starting a game earlier this year. How have you seen we talked when Joe first became a member of the Bills, but how about now, Coach, and seeing really what he's been able to do to carve out a role for himself on this team and in this league?
Yeah, let's stand corrected. Eric Rupp was totally in charge
okay.
of Joe's career.
Just want to make sure. I didn't know about the crossover when that happened there, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I coached Joe's dad a little bit.
There you go.
Part of the family, and they coached Eric. But I mean, in terms of Joe, I mean, what a great representative for Western New York in terms of what he's done, and you know, UB football too. How about Sean Dolak going to L.A. and Now they have Red Murdock, will probably be another
no doubt.
You know, NFL recruit. I mean, it's going to be great for the whole program. But Joe, what a great example of someone who just kept climbing the ladder in terms of, you know, his ability level. And, man, did he really make an impact in the NFL so far.
No doubt. All right, Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m., it's the college football recruiting night. It's at Highmark Stadium inside the Toyota Club. You get there, they'll direct you. They're going to have representatives there. It's a great opportunity for any local flag or tackle football player who wants to play at the next level. Make sure you take advantage of this. If anybody wants more information, where do they go, Coach?
Right. We have a website. It's WesternNewYorkAmateurFootball.com. If you Google up just WNYAFA, that will get you to our website, and it'll give you all the particulars. Also, as I pointed out before, Sal, the different entrance points for that evening, because that was a late change. But everything I talked about will be there. And again, we're inviting our Canadian neighbors to come on over.
Yep.
Rochester people, Section 5, Section 6, Monsignor Martin kids, everybody from Western New York, be there. You won't be disappointed.
All right, and then after that, it's going to be the Trench Trophy. I'll see you there as well. We honor the best linemen around Western New York High School football. It's always a great time of year for all of that. Thanks a lot for doing this today, Coach.
Thanks, Sal.
All right, you got it. Len Jankowicz right there. Legend. Legend, Len Jankowicz. Member of the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, and proud to say a very good friend of mine who's just helped me immensely, too, and you know, my connections around the high school.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And even college football world here for him and all that he does. So thank him for coming on today. Pat Hammer is going to join us with a weather outlook for Pittsburgh this weekend. What's it going to look like? Seeing some rumblings and maybe some rain, some snow. We'll figure it out with Pat Hammer next up. WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Break it down!
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Thank you for adjusting your schedule today. I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, Sal. And I would adjust my schedule for the thespian that you are anytime. I'm at home with the family watching a certain Hallmark movie a couple of nights ago, having totally forgotten you're in it. And I'm watching it gleefully with the family, and I leaped out of my chair when I saw Sal Capaccio, acting extraordinaire. So, right up there with Daniel Day-Lewis, the best of them.
Okay, did you watch it on the actual TV broadcast when it was shown, or did you watch it on the like Hallmark app?
I watched it just a little bit later. So, yeah, I was on. Yeah, I watched it streaming. I wasn't able to watch it the actual broadcast.
Okay, the reason I ask is, so if you watch it on the TV version, if you go to TV and you watch it with the commercials.
Yeah, I saw that version.
Wait, hold on. My scene gets cut. Mm-hmm. Like, it's me walking down the hallway, and I have a speaking scene with Matt Dedario, and then we just leave. But there's more to it. If you go to the Hallmark app, you see him actually talk to me and me talk back to him in a one-on-one shot.
I saw
I'm trying to tell people, if you watch it just on the TV version, not on the Hallmark app, you don't get that full thing.
Oh, okay.
You know how they do made for TV stuff and they edit stuff out because of TV commercials have to take up time, right? That's what they did. So when I first saw it, Pat, I'm like, oh my God, they cut out part of my scene. I must have sucked.
Well, let me tell you, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, the Sal experience, if you don't have that part of it, it's not even worth it. He's walking down the hallway, and then you're at like a conference table, and you're like listening to a guy kind of speak about the stadium and what the Bills mean, and you're there, you know, selling it, man. I loved it.
And that was, they were just like, do a lot of nodding, like a lot of like smiles and nods, and I'm like, all right. Anyway, it was really cool. Thank you for that. In the meantime, what happened with the weather this week? It got nasty in a hurry here.
Sure did. I mean, if you recall, we talked over the last couple of weeks about an early start to winter, and that's certainly been the case. It hasn't been a ton of snow yet here in Buffalo, but well, certainly Wednesday night it came and started thumping here. We have a cold, wintry weather pattern to end November to open up December, kind of old-fashioned winter vibes coming in for at least the first 2 weeks of December. So the cold that we have, kind of get used to it. Today, it's kind of just clouds and wind. Not much more accumulating snow, except if you're traveling today, maybe you're heading to the Bills game. You've got a lot of snow to navigate between here and the Pennsylvania state line. The snow has been coming down in Sardinia and Springville and Salamanca. Those spots have gotten 10, 12 inches of snow, and a lot more is coming today. So in the city, just kind of cold and blustery today.
What are we looking at this weekend here in Buffalo?
Here in Buffalo. Okay. So for the rest of the day today, as I mentioned, it's going to be cold. It's going to be breezy. And if you're heading south, there'll be some snow showers. Tonight, these snow showers kind of wind down. Tomorrow, not a bad day. Saturday, lots of maybe some sun in the morning, but the clouds thicken. Precipitation free pretty much on Sunday, maybe a passing flurry. That's Saturday. Sorry. Sunday, more snow is coming. It should be relatively light to moderate during the day. And this is not lake effect snow. This is like the entire area will get into a light to moderate snow on Sunday, perhaps an inch or two. Then as we head into the afternoon, it warms up a little bit actually. So some of those snowflakes could mix with a few raindrops Sunday afternoon, especially close to the lake. But I don't expect too many hazards travel wise on Sunday, but it will be snowing. That's for Buffalo. And if you're traveling to the game, we'll get to the game forecast in a second. If you are traveling to the game, again, tomorrow's travel better than today. If you leave early Sunday, you're going to have some snow to travel through that once you get in closer to Pittsburgh, it's going to mix with some light rain. So the travel in Pennsylvania, not as bad, but the, you know, there will be some snow for the New York part of it and into the northern PA. I would say Saturday is a better day, though, to travel than Sunday.
Okay, let's talk about the game. 4:25 p.m. game in Pittsburgh. I mean, I've seen this thing kind of all over the place. So what is real and what isn't of SARS? What's it's going to be like? And by the way, a part of this is their field is not known to be a very good field as far as weather conditions. They did resod it about a month ago, but this is like considered one of the worst fields in the league generally. Now, they did resod it, like I said, but there's been some major, like, the reason they resodded it, Pat, was a month ago, there were slipping. Chris Boswell, their kicker, slipped, and Aaron Rodgers called it the worst playing field and conditions, you know, in the league or something like that. Like, their players were hammering it. So they resodded it. Now, that said, four high school championship games were played on this field last week, and the University of Pittsburgh plays Miami on Saturday on this field before the Bills play Sunday.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
Okay, so, all right, so the weather's not going to be all that bad there. The same system that's going to bring us snow here, which, by the way, you're going to hear about it. This is the big storm that's going to bring Chicago, bigger cities just to our west. This is a big snowstorm just to our west. By the time it gets to us and then Pennsylvania, it's not going to be as impactful. So there will be some light snow and rain on Sunday. It's going to be like around 40 to 42 south. So it's not going to be terribly wintry, but it's going to be on the cool side and it will be a little damp and breezy, but I don't see the kind of what, you know, it's not the conditions that are going to, you know, it's going to be a little, it's not a heavy rain. So I can't imagine it gets too chopped up with cleats and things like that.
It's, you know, a 4:25 p.m. game. Does that matter? Does it matter here?
That will give a few more hours of a little light rain falling on the field. So, yeah, I guess a 1 o'clock game might have been better field condition-wise because we're not expecting a lot of light rain, but there will be some light rain and maybe a few snowflakes on Sunday itself. Yeah, the weather doesn't look great. So if you've got a played-out field on Saturday, then you add a little light rain to it. Field conditions may not be great.
Well, I guess what I'm asking, though, is do you think that the precipitation will be more earlier or later in the day?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I think it's pretty much all day. So, what I'm saying is a 4:25 kickoff just leaves the field exposed to a few more hours of light rain rather than a 1 o'clock game.
But people going to the game, if you're going to the game, you know, be dressed for rain or snow, a little light drizzle, all that kind of stuff during the game, no matter what.
Yeah. It's chilly rain. It's 40 or 42. It doesn't look terribly heavy. And it will be a little breezy. There will be not a gusty wind, but there will be 15 to 20 miles an hour. So there will be a breeze out there, which makes the temperature feel a little bit cooler, of course. Be prepared for, not the greatest conditions. That is for sure. With the light rain on Sunday.
Okay, two quick questions, and then I got to run here. Number one, no issues driving home for anybody if they're going to the game?
No, I think Monday you get a nice break because another system is coming in on Tuesday. That one could have more of an impact in Pennsylvania, especially between here and Pennsylvania. So get out of Dodge if you can on Monday because the Tuesday, the weather conditions from there to here do go downhill.
Okay, so, I know we are 8-9 days away, but there is a home game against the Bengals here Sunday, December 7th at 1 p.m. Do you see anything that we need to be very aware of?
It looks cold. Okay. That's for sure. And, one of the models we're looking at does stir up some snow on the next weekend. Another one doesn't. So it's this weather pattern, man, is active.
Yeah.
Not only here, but across the entire region. It's going to be hard to pinpoint exact conditions next weekend, but we do need to leave the door open for wintry weather next weekend for sure. But cold is coming for the Bengals when they come to town. Man alive, Burrow, geez. this is going to be more of an exciting game maybe than we thought.
You got it. Hey, Pat, thanks a lot. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving week with the family. Really appreciate you doing this on a holiday week and adjusting the schedule today. And we'll talk next week, buddy.
Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. You got it. Yeah, that is Pat Hammer. Of course, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. So, Not going to be the best field conditions, weather conditions, not going to be the worst. But who knows with that field? They did resod it. Yeah, like a month ago, basically, Aaron Rodgers is like, this is a terrible field. Conditions are terrible. Do you remember the punt that plugged against the Dolphins, punted one time? And it literally, in that field, it plugged. It never moved. The ball, like, just stopped. I went back. Someone mentioned it, so I went back and watched it. There's a video of it. You can watch it, Dan. And I don't know if it was Jim Nance, Tony Romo, whoever was doing the game. They said, it looks like a T. Like the ball on a T. That's it, just plugged right there. I don't think we're looking at that, but who knows what this field, because, folks, again, Pitt is playing Miami there on Saturday before the Bills play on Sunday against the Steelers. Four high school championship games were there last week. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of the Week 13 schedule in the NFL. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, going to join us probably around 11:30 today, maybe a little later. But, again, be ready. You never know when that's going to happen here on a Buffalo Football Friday and the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.